Johnson with Kristen Bry. Jane, do you think you could pull a fire truck?
No. Not a chance.
Not a chance? 75,000 pounds? No. I'm pretty sure I'd give myself a hernia trying to do that. But this Saturday is the 2022 Milwaukee Fire Truck Pull presented by Brew City CrossFit and Ignite the Spirit Milwaukee. And here to tell us more about it is the guy who's been a firefighter for 20 years and is the founder of Ignite the Spirit Milwaukee, Mr. Joe Flick. How are you doing today?
I'm good, Kristen. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Well, you know, we're having, for some reason, Zoom's just, like, not letting us hear you, so we got you on the phone, which is great, but I see that you're working today, right? You're at the firehouse?
I'm out at the fire academy today, yeah.
Nice. So
trying to learn a little bit.
It's an evolving skill set. And so what is happening on Saturday with this fire truck pull?
Yeah, so Saturday, it's a pretty cool event. We've done it for a few years now. It's going to be right on St. Paul Avenue. We close down the street, and teams of 10 are going to take turns pulling a 75,000-pound fire truck against the clock. And it's a bracket-style event where the winner keeps the fastest times keep moving on, and we crown a champion.
That is – so what – how and how long, how far do they have to pull it for the time?
It's 75 feet. I forget what our winning times were last year, but it's like 30 seconds of fury. And, I mean, it's teams of 10, so, like, you got lots of friends to embrace the misery with. But it's a ton of fun, and it gets super competitive.
I can only imagine. So is it predominantly – because there's some teams that are all women. Are most of the teams all men? Or, like, what is the makeup of the people who come in here thinking that they can pull it?
Right, it's pretty mixed. Now, we do crown a women's champion to the so we put the two fastest all female teams into their own final to square off against each other. So there will be an all women's champion, but otherwise there's no minimum requirement for co-ed teams. If you want to have all guys, girls, doesn't matter. It's pretty much bring your strongest friends and have at her.
Joe, 10 people doesn't sound like enough.
You know that first pull. You always see, like, this look of, like, what have I gotten myself into? But I swear it gets easier the longer you pull it.
Because then, if you get out of your first bracket, how many pulls will the winning team have to do?
So it shouldn't be more than 4, if I remember correctly. And right now we got, I think we got 14 teams signed up, which is actually the largest this event has ever been. So we usually hover around 10 or 12. So the event's growing a little bit.
Nice.
And we got teams from all over the place. We got some fire department teams, some CrossFit teams from different gyms, some different groups in the community are coming in. So it's a pretty diverse field of competition.
Well, I have our mutual friend Matt Holbrook has said that he is training hard, and he thinks he has the ringer on his team to pull it the fastest. And so what has anyone ever gotten hurt?
Not that I'm going to confess on air, absolutely not.
Good answer.
It's pretty good. I mean, there's definitely been teams that I've caught somebody, like, subbing out at the very end, like, hey, I'm done. I mean, we've had some pretty strong dudes that you see take a cigarette break and never come back, but it's a ton of fun. It's for a great cause, and, you know, it kind of gets everybody's competition flowing out there.
So let's talk more about that. What is it is a fundraiser, and so what is it raising funds for?
Yep, this is an event for Ignite the Spirit Milwaukee, which is an organization that we started back in 2018 after we saw a need to find a way to get in the community and proactively support firefighters and families in times of need. We had some sick firefighters that we saw some really great grassroots efforts to kind of help them out, and we realized that if we're going to do anything that's sustainable, we have to find a way to let the community know about what their firefighters are facing and different ways that they can help.
I think that's how we first met, was someone introduced us, and it's really an incredible, and you started it back in 2018, correct? And so it's about the community. You guys do tons of events, and it's a lot of fundraisers in order to help both firefighters and their families. And so what has been some of the more, you know, notable accomplishments that you, as the founder of the organization, that the organization has done in the last 4 years?
I mean, it's been a very wild ride. I mean, this wouldn't be where it is now without the support of the Milwaukee Fire Department and the administration, and just a lot of people have granted the organization and myself the grace to kind of to find ourselves and find our stride. So, I mean, first and foremost, we've just had a ton of help. the ability to be there for our own brothers and sisters when they need it. I mean, it's not really in a joking way, but we kind of deal in the misery business, right? Like, yeah. You know, there's six spouses, kids, you know, a firefighter gets hurt and it affects their home life. We deal with, we have a large rise in behavioral health and mental health related issues that we try to impact through different programming. And just the fact that, I mean, when we got the hurt, or when we got to help one person that was hurting, that was phenomenal, right? Like, now we're going to work saying we're doing what we're going to do. And it's just kind of taken off, and we've been able to impact a lot of people when they need it. And a lot of it we keep pretty private. We, you know, it's on the family to talk about it. We don't, you know, you're never going to see a picture of us with a big check kind of putting out people that are hurting a little bit. But, and that's why we focus on the events. I mean, we try to have events that are fun and engage people from different corners of the community that otherwise wouldn't have had a reason to kind of interact with their fire department before.
Joe, we know so many other agencies, certainly police departments, sheriff's departments, are having a tough time recruiting. I'm wondering if there are still a lot of people who want to go in to becoming a firefighter.
It's, you know, it's weird because, like, when we go out on the streets, everybody tells us how great we are, which is, you know, obviously we love to hear. But then when it's on the recruiting front, you're definitely seeing a shift in young people that it's not that they don't want to become firefighters. It's that they don't realize that it's a career path that can include them. And we've got a recruiting department here in the Milwaukee Fire Department, and I know that some of the surrounding communities do as well, that their recruiting is just ramped up through the roof right now, and it's bringing in very diverse candidates, men, women, and it's, you know, the fire department is starting to look more modern for sure. It's definitely a very young, and in Milwaukee at least, it's a very young department. So there's a lot of people that are coming to the fire department that have no previous exposure to what this career is. And it's kind of exciting to see them find their way and find out what this job means to them.
Now, did you have a dad or an uncle that was a firefighter? Or what was your inspiration to pursue this?
Oh, this was just a little bit of luck and fate for me. I was your pretty average high school kid that wanted to go to college and play sports. And by go to college and play sports, I mean a very small state school that would have taken a undersized linebacker with bad hands and a slow 40. But I was sitting in class one day and heard that the recruiters were coming. And, you know, a friend of mine says, "Hey, you going to go to that fire department meeting?" I said, "I have no idea what that means." It was just funny because I grew up like down the block from a firehouse and used to cut through it to go to school. But I go to the meeting and I learn about it and I'm like, oh my God, this basically sounds like being a professional athlete. I get to work in a team. I get to, you know, have a job that encourages fitness and performance. And pretty much, you know, every time that I go to a fire, it's like showing up for game day. I mean, it struck all the right chords with me. And here I am 20 years later serving as a lieutenant in the fire department, and I've never considered that I should have done something else.
Wow. We're talking to Milwaukee firefighter and the founder of Ignite the Spirit Milwaukee, Joe Flick. And so I have more of a cultural question. Of the television or movies that depict firefighting, which one do you think is the most accurate?
Oh, wow. You know, I guess it depends. It depends on the generation even that it's from. I mean,
oh, interesting.
You know, everybody right now watches Chicago Fire, and you know, my wife always jokes like, so if I show up to the firehouse, is there going to be guys just walking around with their shirts off? And you know, because obviously she's a big Kelly Severide fan, how can you not be? And you know, there's different aspects of it. I mean, and it really depends on the house and the makeup of the people. But the family atmosphere that you'll see depicted in some of these shows is very real. The close-knit community that you'll see, that definitely exists. And even when you're watching something like a Chicago Fire and you're like, wow, this fire scene that they're on seems pretty far-fetched, you'd be surprised. I mean, there's no run that we go on is ever the same. And, you know, we recently had one that we went for an EMS call, and it very quickly evolved into a fire scene. And, you know, you see people just pivot and perform like you would not believe.
That's actually interesting that you say that, because I feel like whether it's a firefighting TV show or a ER type like Grey's Anatomy, that's what, in its 15 years, I always am curious of people who actually do those professions, because they need a crisis in every episode. And so does it actually feel like that, in that there's that many fires and there's that much drama in real life?
There's definitely more fires than I think most people are aware of.
Yeah.
You know, not everyone makes the news, that's for sure. But each day is just so incredibly different. You can go to one fire in a day, and that might be the bulk of your work. Or you can go to no fires, but you help 25 different people through a medical emergency that, you know, that is the Super Bowl for the day, right? Like, it's whatever's asked of you, and whatever emergency that person is having is kind of what you show up for. Sometimes there's an easy answer, sometimes there's not. And for the most part, the people that I definitely have surrounded myself with on the fire department, they thrive on being able to show up and perform for the people around us.
Joe, does every fire station come with a pole that you get to slide down, or is it only some, and how important is that in recruiting?
Oh, you know, it's definitely something that I think the younger generation gets more excited to find out is still a thing. The firehouse that I work at in Milwaukee's inner city on Titonia and Locust still has a fire pole. It's a very old historical firehouse. And I can tell you, whether or not I utilize that pole depends on the time of day. If it's the middle of the day, I have no problem. If we happen to get a couple minutes of shut-eye and I have to take the express route down in the middle of the night, I'm not sure if I trust my myself anymore to take the pole and get to the first floor faster than I wanted to.
That's hilarious. So I know we had 9/11 just this last Sunday, and I think it was through Ignite the Spirit, you guys had a display at the Fiserv Forum, correct?
Yes, ma'am. That was actually photos from last year when we celebrated, but remember the 20th anniversary. I got to be a part of the committee that orchestrated that through the Milwaukee Fire Department, and we actually had a lot of help with that from West Dallas Fire Department, MATC, and I think North Shore played a hand in it. So, I mean, to get that many sets of turnout gear that don't actually belong to somebody riding on a fire truck that day is a pretty tall task.
I mean, truly, because I saw the pictures that was posted on the Ignite the Spirit Instagram, and so I think I didn't realize it was the year before, but it was incredible to see those, like you said, the picture of all of those sets sitting together. Like you said, it was incredible to kind of what that picture looks like, and I can only imagine what it felt like seeing it in real life.
It was pretty moving. You know, the Milwaukee Fire Department has done some displays before. I think the original one was actually in front of our headquarters, where we set out to set the gear in front of the firehouse there. And that last year, we wanted to make it something that people could really walk through and have the space to kind of see the faces of the firefighters that we lost that day. And watching so many different people from the community, I mean, first off, just watching them take the time to honor them and remember them, I mean, really made, you know, the couple of sleepless days of work to get everything together worth it. But then just to see that it impacted people, even, you know, 20 years later, it really kind of keeps the mission going that, like, hey, you know, people gave their lives for something that they believed in, and that's worth remembering.
Absolutely, and that's where we started this week, was just the still keeping that every year of understanding what was sacrificed, even as more, you know, more time moves on, and 21 feels less symbolic than 20, but still remembering that these people gave their lives, and also what you all do as firefighters every day, and that you said there's so many more fires than us as the general public realizes. So thank you so much for your work and everything that you do, and remind people where they can either go still register or show up and be entertained by the fire truck pull this Saturday.
Absolutely. If you have 9 strong friends that want to come out with you, you can still register at ignitethespiritmke.org. You can register right up until the morning. Registration will start at 8:15 in front of Brew City CrossFit on St. Paul. But if you just want to show up and hang out, it'll be a really good time. There's a kids' pull right before the championship, so bring the kids down. We put all the kids on the rope and have them give it a pull. It's a ton of fun.
Well, I will definitely be there. I can't wait. Thank you so much for joining us, Joe Flick. Good luck, and I'll see you Saturday.
Thank you.
All right, well, we'll take a break, and when we come back, it'll still be As Goes Wisconsin.